Thank you, Harry. And I like the way you have that inside source about who's practicing today. Maybe we'll get further definitive answer on that. But let me go first to the coaches and John Giannini, Dr. John Giannini from LaSalle. Made a nice run to get to Atlantic City, played Temple. Tough matchup, right, to play Dumph down Atlantic City. But congratulations by getting there in the first place. And thanks for being here again this morning. John Giannini.
Well, this is always a very inspirational day, I think, for a lot of people. To see so many people get together for a common cause to fight cancer is truly inspirational. And that really is our motivation here. Fighting cancer is just a reason for us to be able to get together and talk some basketball. But the real reason is to make a difference. And Coaches versus Cancer has done so many things, including being a major contributor with the recent building of a new Hope Lodge. But the most inspirational thing are the survivors over here. And that's the real difference making. And it's an exciting thing to be a part of, and it's an honor to be a part of. And it wouldn't be inspirational without the many hundreds of you sitting here joining us in this cause. So we can't thank you enough. And the next, a new event coming up, there's always events coming up. And the more active we can be, the more of a difference we can make. There's a Women in Sports Initiative interactive networking event at Drexel on May 12th that I'm sure will be the next great event in our cause over here. In terms of basketball, you can see I purposely sat as far away as I could from Coach Dunphy. He's the reason we didn't have a good year. We lost to him three times. If it wasn't for those three L's, we actually would have had a decent record. And they have a wonderful team that's wonderfully coached. And Harry touched on something. They've had significant injuries as well. So what they've done is really amazing. I think that they're going to win in the tournament, as Coach Wright is. And probably the coach who did the best job that not enough people are aware of is sitting to my left over here. Coach Flint won 20 games in a tough conference, won at the road on the road in at Louisville, and somehow is not still playing. And I think that just goes to show how tough our business is. It's tough to beat each other, and it's tough to end up as one of the best teams in the country. But it is a special time. A lot of us would like to be playing still. It's a wonderful event. I always like the upsets in the first round. I'm intrigued with the Belmont-Wisconsin game. I'm intrigued with Princeton and Kentucky. I think Oakland and Texas will be a great game, and I think Bucknell and Connecticut will be a tough game. Coach Wright recently went to the Final Four, and American University from that conference gave me an even tougher game than UCLA and Duke. So we played Bucknell. They're very good. Final Four, I like Duke, Dark Horse, Kansas State, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. So there you have it. Enjoy, and thanks again.